Good evening, everybody. This is Bill Crozier, Vice Chair of the Pacifica National Board and Chair of the PNB Coordinating Committee. It's October 18th, 2011, 7:40 p.m. Central Time, 8:40 Eastern, calling the Coordinating Committee meeting to order. And I'll go ahead and call the roll. Teresa Allen?
Present.
Nia Bediaco?
Present.
Lydia Brazon?
Here.
Arlene Engelhart?
Present.
Afia Mungaza? Can't hear you, Afia. Kimmery Orendolf? Can't hear you, Kimmery. Summer Reese?
Present.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Here.
And Lavern Williams?
Present.
And I'm Bill Crozier, and I'm here. Okay. Let's see. We have a draft agenda that I sent out a little while ago, earlier this afternoon. It's also posted on the KPFTX calendar. Anybody have anything you want to change, or do you want me to read it?
I tell you what. I will take the minutes, but I'm going right now. I'm on the road. I'm going to get in my car, go home. If you've sent out the agenda, I will take the minutes from that.
Oh, great, great. Thank
okay.
you. I sent it out a few hours ago, so you can can't find
all
everything.
All right, Bill, I hope you will help me with it, so,
oh,
but
okay.
I will do it.
Yeah, okay, great. So for the agenda, are there any changes to what I sent out, or do you want me to read it?
I would like you to read it.
Okay. One, call to order, which we just did. Two, roll call, which we did. Approval of agenda, three, we're on that now. Four, choose temporary secretary. Five, approval of August 16th and September 18 minutes. I don't believe we have the 10th.
August 16th and September what?
10th. But that
August 16th. Time. Call to order. Can you start again, please?
Can you start again, please?
Okay. Again, it's in the email. Call to order, roll call, approval of agenda. Choose secretary for tonight. Minutes approval, August 16th and September 10th.
Okay.
I don't believe the September 10th is available. Item six, preparations and draft agenda for upcoming PNB meetings.
Mm-hmm.
That's the October 22nd continuation meeting and the October 26th regular meeting. And if we need to think about the continuation meeting for the next month, we could discuss that. And discuss how we might get further through the agenda in PNB meetings. Number eight, review date for November meetings.
Okay, somebody needs to pound. Somebody needs to pound one.
Yeah.
And you need to you need to repeat item number seven because I totally couldn't hear it.
Okay. But I do hear some noise in the background too.
Somebody
seven.
Is in a place with a lot of people or is moving. And they need to pound one.
Right. Or mute your cell phone if you can do that. Whatever's
or they're swimming through a tank of water. One or the other.
Kind of sounds like that. Okay, that's better. Thank you. Whoever that was. Number seven, discuss how we might get further through the agenda in PNB meetings. Number eight, review dates for the November PNB meetings. Right now, only November 10th is on the agenda. I mean, on the calendar. Number nine, confirm next coordinating committee meeting date, tentatively Tuesday, November 30th. 10, new business. I don't know of any yet. 11, review action items. 12, adjourn.
Okay.
Any changes?
I would like to briefly discuss an issue that I have with the National Board, so maybe we can – it has to do with, like, skipping things and just putting them at the top of the agenda, which we've done. So I don't know whether you want to put this under new business, but I would like our chair to be – and actually this committee to be more – determined not to let that happen. So I don't know whether you want to have a discussion of that or just blow me off or what. What do you want to do?
How about if we include that in number 7, discussing how we might get further through the agenda in the PMB meeting?
All right. Good.
Because I know that's one of the chronic problems we have.
All right. Then I move if there's nothing else, I'll move that we approve the agenda as amended. If everybody's agreed with that, I'm sorry.
Anybody have any objections? Okay, hearing none, then the agenda is approved. Thank you. Let's see, Teresa, did you say you'd be willing to be secretary for tonight? And I'll help you.
I said that, Teresa, I said I would do the minutes.
Right, okay. Any objections to that? You don't have a lot of competition for that job, Teresa. Okay.
Okay, no problem.
Thank you very much. So Teresa will be our temporary secretary for tonight. Appreciate that. Number 5, minutes. I sent out the minutes for August 16th Tracy sent them out on August 27th. Everybody had a chance to review that. And I think I was supposed to do the September 10th meeting minutes, and I haven't done it. So did I hear a motion to approve the August 16th minutes?
I move that we approve. This is Mia. And if there are any amendments to be made, they could be made later.
Okay. Are there any objections or corrections? Hearing none, then those minutes are approved. Thank you. And I guess we'll have to postpone consideration of the September 10th minutes. I'll try to get those done sometime in the next week or two. Let's see, right my note here. Okay, let's see. Item 6, preparations and draft agenda for the upcoming PNB meetings. We have a continuation meeting this Saturday, and then a regular meeting for the fourth Wednesday, which is next Wednesday. Now, we have an executive session scheduled first to finish up the things we talked about last week, and I assume that will probably take a while. And I believe, Arlene, also, were you going to give the report that you didn't get, the executive session part of your ED report that you didn't get to give at the Washington meeting? Did you want to do that this Saturday? Can't hear you, Arlene.
I'll tell Arlene we can't hear her. Maybe she's muted.
Yeah, I think you're muted, Arlene.
You're right, I'm muted. Sorry. I was muted. I gave the main portion of my executive session report, but what I didn't report on was some of the information that had come out of the FRAC committee that I had, you know, worked on or put together, and that included the audit deficiencies report, which was in response to the management report of the auditor, and that management report is a confidential document that is for the board and management staff. And the other thing was the recovery plan, and large portions of both of those can be shared in open session. So a little guidance from all of you will help me decide how to handle that area.
Okay. Do you need guidance before the meeting this Saturday?
Yes. And I figure, you know, I can come at least start with from the from this committee, since we're the coordinating committee.
Okay. Well, do you need to have an executive session at the end of this tonight, or can we just do that by email?
I guess either by email or else at the end of this meeting tonight to do an executive session, whichever.
Okay. Anybody have a preference on what to do on that?
So is that going to be an action item?
Yeah, if we don't get to it, if we don't have an executive session following this meeting tonight. I might note,
no,
by the
no,
way.
I suppose what I was asking was, when we recap and we go over action items, then that is to be listed as something that Arlene is going to definitely do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you.
I guess do that then. And then we might talk about it later tonight in executive if we have one. I might. Yeah, Arlene did pass out, at least I got one, your ED report at the Washington meeting. So I was looking through my booklet, and I'd stuffed it in there. It's like about a 6-page report.
Right.
And it includes both public and, I guess, some non-public stuff.
Oh, that includes
what's,
only public information.
Public.
I had
public?
A separate report that was non-public,
oh, okay.
Which I handed out in executive session.
Okay. All right.
So if I included anything in that report, I shouldn't have. That was my error, but I think that was all information that could be public.
This is LaVorn.
Yeah, LaVorn.
Yes, yeah, so we've repeatedly the payables that we had through August or September, which is our fiscal year-end close. We're still closing. We're still making adjustments to the payables. So we're still working at this as we speak this week. So. Again, we're in the fiscal year-end close, and we're still working, so we will not have the September 30th finalized numbers, but I've sent out the August numbers numerous times.
Bill, this is Nia.
Okay, yeah, Nia.
Because I'm trying to figure, in terms of the financials, right, from when the banker looks at it, the financials are the financials. If we said that we're $2 million better, our payables are $1.whatever million. That's only $900,000. We can look good if we're not paying any bills, but we don't have to also wait for a closing in order to get the payables. I've been asking for these payables now for months after months after months.
Well, you've got them through August, Nia.
Okay. I've gotten a list of payables because the last time I asked LaVorn, said she was going to send them.
Yeah, she sent them out for through August. If you don't have that, we can resend that. And we'll have September within a few days.
Okay. Could you please send them out to me?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, I believe I remember getting those, too. I've lost
hey,
track
Bill,
of which ones I've got.
Bill?
Yes.
Can you hear me, Bill? Are you going
yes,
to be at the station? Yes. Are you going to be at the station on Wednesday or Thursday?
Thursday.
Okay. I intend to be at the station on Thursday. Could we go over that when we're at the station sometime, if you don't mind?
Yeah. Why don't you call me after the meeting so we can discuss
all
it
right.
separately.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. All right. So we're discussing the Saturday meeting. Anything else we need to discuss on that here in open session?
And
okay.
Bill,
so next.
Back after bye.
Summer?
I just want to be on the stack after the was spoken. Thank you.
This is
okay.
Teresa. Point of personal privilege.
Teresa's
I'm going
next.
To be off. I'm going to be off the phone for like 1 minute until I come back in on my landline.
And this is Lydia.
Yeah, go ahead, Lydia. I had you next. So.
Okay. Oh, should I go ahead? Okay.
Okay.
So
yeah, go ahead.
I don't know why we're having an. I still don't know why we're having an executive session. We're already having one on Saturday. The issue can be raised there. We can certainly put this on the agenda, and the board can decide instead of having two full discussions about this as to what has to be an executive session or not. This is not brain surgery, but, I mean, it doesn't belong. I do not believe an in-depth discussion, even an executive session for coordinating. We're not coordinating the auditor discussion. So I would object to having an executive session tonight.
I believe this was in response to Arlene's request for suggestions or feedback from us on what she should put in her open session report versus the executive session report.
Right. Since we're already having an executive session, why doesn't she just raise it in executive session, add it to that agenda, and then if the board says, no, this all belongs in public session, the board can vote. What? How is that our purview?
On Saturday?
Yes.
Is that okay, Arlene?
We'd have to do that anyway.
Yeah. Is that okay, Arlene, or do you need
I'm sorry, I was muted. I was just asking for some direction. If whether it comes today or Saturday is immaterial to me.
Okay. So I guess if anybody has suggestions, they can email Arlene, and otherwise we'll just bring it up at the executive session on Saturday. Everybody? Okay, and Teresa, are you back? Still not yet. Okay. Well, we also, do we need to do any planning for the next P&B meeting next Wednesday? It won't be our continuation meeting, I presume. And we didn't get very far on the agenda in Washington or last week. But any suggestions or anything else we need to change? And I assume we're going to need more time for a ED and CFO report. I guess depends a little bit on how far we get this Saturday, though.
This is Nia, Bill.
Yeah, Nia.
I just, you know, I'm almost merging. What number did you say? Number 7 was to discuss how to get through the agenda. Was it what you said? I have moved from my laptop. I think that maybe the agenda should be sent out again that we had in D.C. as it was amended. And I don't think there is very much, like Teresa said earlier, that we need to do to this agenda. If it's a continued agenda, it doesn't have to be reapproved. We just continue doing what we were doing. And we left off in the finance area where there was the motion about the depreciation and whatever else was there. That's where we left off. So I don't know why we're, you know, why we think anything else. There's nothing that's an emergency. The emergency items we're going to take care of on Saturday, and we should just proceed on the 26th, whatever day that's going to be.
Because you're talking about next Wednesday being a continuation meeting also?
Yeah. I'm talking specifically about next Wednesday. Saturday, that's already set. I'm talking about next Wednesday. Unless we have some emergency items.
Okay, so send it out.
Send out the agenda as amended in D.C.
Okay, so we delete the things we already covered and then add the depreciation discussion, and I guess that's all that we changed, right, that
well,
we hadn't already got. We made some other changes if we got to those items.
We don't have
that
to
right?
delete these. Just put a line through them. Don't delete them. Just put a line through the items that we went through and send it out that way. But don't delete what we discussed.
Okay. All right. I guess that makes sense. That's okay with everybody? Typically, we try to have a management report at each meeting, at least once a month, to update us on new things. And it, you know, usually needs to be near the beginning of the meetings. Can we go ahead and add that back in? I'm not sure how far we're going to get on this Saturday, but then we won't need it on next week. But
this is Summer.
Yeah, Summer.
I think, you know, I agree with both of you, but this Saturday is for selecting an attorney and for audit. And then we have our other regular meeting next week, which should be a continuation of the agenda that we left off in D.C. And since we did not get an executive director report, I didn't give a report, Arlene didn't give a report, I think those things, you know, those are supposed to be put back at the into the agenda. But otherwise, it's just continuing where we left off and getting rid of what we've already accomplished. So I don't think we should spend too much time here tonight on this. It's, you know, I'll spend some time recrafting the agenda and put those back in, but otherwise it should continue a pace where we left it. And the things we're handling this Saturday are what we're handling this Saturday. There is one thing I would like to bring up, which I don't know if we should handle Saturday or next week, which was the resolution we passed on Occupy Wall Street, which got passed one way and distributed another. So I kind of want to revisit that issue briefly, but we can decide whether it should be speaker next, frankly. That's neither here nor there to me, but we should deal with it. So.
Okay, well, you could just redistribute it the way it was passed. I sent the version out the way it was passed to some several lists.
Yeah, well,
that's just one paragraph version.
To several other lists, and it got lots and lots of positive feedback. So I'm not sure how to put those horses back in the barn right at the moment. So. Anyway, but we should probably have a brief discussion of it probably at the regular meeting next week, since we've already got this week scheduled with very specific items.
Okay. Well, we need to figure out where to put it on the agenda. Would it, I mean, logically, it would go under new business. But.
Logically, it would go under new business. Of course, new business we won't get to probably and while this term is continuing, so we might want to move it up just to deal with it and get it out of the way. But anyway.
This is Lydia.
Lydia, go ahead.
Yeah, I just have a question of Arlene. Arlene, did you resend and send the corrected motion out?
I have not yet, no. I've been dealing with other problems today. I'm sorry.
But I
did want to say that part of that was my fault, that I picked up what had been sent out on Thursday night and sent that out to the PNB and to a couple of small lists. So I started that trail rolling in the wrong direction, and I apologize.
Oh, okay, but you'll send out the corrected one. That's all I think that needs to be done.
Okay.
Right?
So for the draft agenda, where do you want me to put this Occupy Wall Street thing, everybody? You're the beginning.
I would just like to revisit it briefly, only because I've gotten lots of positive feedback on the lengthier language, and so I would at least like, you know, a few minutes of discussion on that. So I'd like it sort of near the beginning of the agenda, just so we could get it out of the way one way or the other. And obviously, I want to have Arlene give her executive director's report, and I'll give a short report. So, and otherwise, we should pick up where we left off on the agenda in D.C.
Okay, then Nia, was that you trying to say something?
Yes. The Occupy Wall Street is absolutely important. I'm not diminishing the importance of that. What I think is just necessary now, if we're trying to be expedient, we just need to issue some type of retraction or whatever. We're already past that. We can't continue to go back to things that we already passed. For example, the minutes and rescinding it and doing all that. That's what wastes time. Okay. There was human error that was involved, and Arlene will fix it when she gets a chance, when she's done doing the million and one things that she has to do. In terms of moving the organization forward, I don't think that is that important right now. Pass the motion the way it was an issue that as a correction and as a retraction.
Yeah, well, I think you're right. If we're having a continuation meeting and it goes under new business, if somebody wants to move it up, we could. It's up to the body to decide to do that. But the whole body would have to approve that. What was that, Summer?
I said, why don't we just deal with it when we get to the meeting?
Okay. All right. Can we go on to item seven,
Teresa,
then?
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Teresa.
Okay. Are we at the point meeting where I can discuss the item that was brought up before, how to expedite?
We're just about to that.
Okay.
But I guess we are. You wanted to talk about discussing earlier, I think. But
yeah,
maybe,
someone spoke to me yesterday or something, and they wanted to understand why I voted the way I did on the resolution about the death penalty, because they thought that I was for the death penalty. And I'm not for the death penalty, but I do have a big problem when, from our lefty, politically correct standpoint, something comes up and we decide on a position with, I mean, I haven't even seen the policy on the death penalty. And maybe we don't have a committee that it should go, that is to go through, but I mean, we've done it twice now. Once at the face-to-face, people may have been sitting there with their computers, but I didn't have a computer. And much as I love Heather Gray, I didn't get a chance to see this before it was voted on. And I think that's really a problem. And that's how we ended up with this problem here, where we're sending out one thing and agreeing to another and having to go back. And I tried to say, George Barnstone was very upset when we didn't approve the year of the child. And then he came back the next year, and he wanted us to say something about the death penalty, and we would not. We would not do it. I thought we had approved a process by which we asked the executive director to write an editorial, and I'm wondering whether maybe we should think back or consult Carol Spooner or consult somebody to determine if we hadn't at one time determined a different method of coming up with these sorts of resolutions. Rather than, I mean, and certainly even if we decide, well, okay, we have a different way, we're gonna do it differently now, but I still think it's a real problem when somebody says, I think this is really important and we're going to approve it now, and we approved it in less than 10 minutes. That's a problem. Can the coordinator?
Okay, so you're.
Can we agree we're not going to do that, or can we come up with an ad hoc committee to determine how we're going to vet these things before
okay,
we
so you're concerned that
on the spot
that
to approve these resolutions?
Okay, so you're concerned about the issue of how we might get further through the agenda of the PNB meeting, concerned because people want to add or move up something that would normally be a new business and put it up higher on the agenda.
Yes.
Without enough time for people to read it in advance and think about it.
That's
kind of summarize what you're saying. Okay.
And I'd love to know what other people think.
And this is Lydia.
Yeah, go ahead, Lydia.
Yes, I would like to see us have a little ad hoc committee to deal with this, the pros and cons, whether one size fits all, that sort of thing. As far as I know, we have never resolved the issue. It comes up as a debate every time there's a flurry of these from time to time over the years. To my knowledge, there has never been a definitive resolution, and there are variables in terms of whatever might be recommended. So I would volunteer to be on that committee. I think Teresa, since she raised it, and welcome anyone else who would like to be.
Okay, well, this is Bill. Let me just put myself on the stack briefly. You know, I think one reason Robert's rules for, you know, for a standard agenda, they have new business following reports, is that the assumption is that committee reports are more important and that the whole body should hear from them before new business items. Of course, we also, you know, when we're doing agenda approval, we can move the agenda around. I think we spend too much time on that almost every meeting. And the reason, of course, is because people know that we're not very likely to get through the agenda, so they want to get what they're interested in moved up on the agenda first, and that's natural that they feel that way. But I think the real problem is how do we get through other stuff faster so that we can get to new business? You know, we spend so much time on discussions of every single thing, even items that have been discussed at great length in committees. And makes almost our committees a waste of time if we're going to go over everything anyway. And then, in my opinion, a lot of times people don't even they're not that familiar with the issues because they haven't talked to people on the committees to see what was discussed there, and all they know is P&B meeting. So I don't know, any comments or suggestions related to that, anyone?
This is Lydia.
This is Mia.
Okay, Lydia. Well, let me see if anybody else wants to speak first that hasn't spoken on this. Okay, well, go ahead, Lydia.
So one of the things that on the local governance committee were considering and was raised last night was that whenever possible, and this is something I think the coordinating committee can play a hand in, that whenever possible is to first propose a consent calendar. There are some things, it's like even when I was looking at the bylaws, there are some things that no one's going to object to, right, some of the fraction corrections and things like that. So there are certain things that do not require a great deal of discussion, but again, it does require sending them out. However, the problem we still have to circumvent the problem, like Nia had sent out the evaluation forms for all of us to review. And it was clear that not everyone did review them because they come up with questions after the fact. Had everyone reviewed it, and since it was passed without objection, it is the type of thing that should and could have been passed as part of a consent calendar. So I don't know how many of those kinds of items, because when we got that 13-page agenda for the DC meeting, it looked to me like some of those things could have been condensed into a consent calendar, and we can cut that 13-page down to 12. Okay, that's my suggestion as a possibility.
Well, do you really feel people would actually be willing to approve something without discussing it? It seems like
I don't know. I'm just saying in most organizations, right, there's you do consider consent calendars for things. Maybe not in this one. Maybe it's not feasible. I'm just floating something that was recommended at our local governance committee meeting last night, and I'm just throwing it out there since that's what we're just doing right now, is just throwing out ideas.
Okay, and I do appreciate that. It sounds like a good idea in general, but I'm not sure how well it would work with our group. But other comments, anyone?
This is Nia Bill. Hello?
Okay, Nia.
Yeah. I was going to say, is there a rule preventing us from setting a time limit on agenda setting? That's my first question. My other thing is, if we get the agenda, if we can't make it 7 days, but at least 5 days or something like that, I think that would cut down maybe on a whole lot of this stuff. So if that's not going to happen, it hasn't happened all year so far, maybe we can set a time limit for agenda setting. There is no rule preventing us from making that rule, is there? Is it maybe agenda setting, limit that to 15 minutes? Is there?
Well, we probably needed to approve a standing rule or something first, because until the agenda is voted on, there's no time limits. You know, if the agenda includes time limits, then once the agenda's approved, they're in effect. But before it's voted on, we don't have anything. But we could maybe have a standing rule that would apply all the time.
Maybe there could be a standing rule saying that agenda setting and approval, maximum of what? I don't know, 15, 20 minutes? I'm just throwing those numbers out there, just hypothetically. It doesn't matter. But I think that might cut back on some of it. And then, you know, for the officers to try to get us the agenda ahead of time.
This is Summer to the stack.
Yeah. Okay, Summer.
Yeah, the agenda's gone out in advance of the meeting multiple times, and frequently it is simply picking up exactly where it left off. So it isn't like the agenda changes radically from meeting to meeting. It's the same agenda with the things that we've voted on removed from it, generally speaking. The thing that really jacks up the meetings is usually one or two members that spend excessive amounts of time trying to move something up from like item 7 to item 5, where they're still not going to actually get to that item on that meeting, but they'll take up 20-30 minutes trying to move it around with people objecting to it. We can certainly set time limits, but it's kind of at the will of the body, because this stuff happens because the body chooses to support those members in moving those agenda items around. It happened at the DC meeting, you know, time got wasted moving things up to the front end of the agenda that had been put on well after other things on the agenda. So it isn't because the agenda doesn't go out ahead of time. It isn't because the agenda changes. It's that certain people choose to spend a lot of time moving an item that may be of particular interest to that individual member, and other people choose to support them in doing that. And that's what kind of takes up the time at the front end of the meeting. And even if we set a standing rule, if people choose to vote to support that kind of activity, it's not going to stop. So it's really, you know, it's up to the majority will of the body to, you know, say, no, there's an agenda. It's the same stuff that we had on the agenda last month, and these are the things we haven't gotten to yet, and let's stick to the order. And if everybody did that, we would actually get through more of the agenda at every meeting. So we can set all the rules we like. If people vote against them, it will do us no good. And it isn't because people aren't aware of what's on the agenda, or because it isn't going out ahead of time, or it isn't the same exact stuff that's been on the agenda at the previous meeting. So I think it's really a matter of willpower.
Well, yes.
This is Lydia.
Okay. Was that Teresa and then Lydia?
I'll go after Lydia.
Teresa. Okay, Lydia.
We used to, and Teresa might remember this, when Teresa and I were on the board before, when it was there was a motion that was passed that when it was a procedural issue, that it was, you had two speakers for and two against. Obviously not on a substantive issue, but it was procedural, and certainly I think that we could apply that to moving the agenda. If Summer's assumptions are accurate, and I'm not saying they are, but if they are, then and if people are doing it to support a particular individual, then it would only take two and two, and the people that are for it would vote accordingly. But to spend so much time in debate for procedural issues, which I believe moving the agenda items around falls under that category, then I think we should revise that, unless it was rescinded since I've been off the board.
Summer, back to the stack, please.
Okay. Teresa, and then Summer?
I can think of three instances in the last two meetings that something came to the top of the front of the agenda. And all three instances, I didn't even have a chance to see the resolution. The first one was brought up by Rodrigo on the first day. It had to do with Spanish-speaking programming. I think it had been brought up in programming committee, but it had not passed programming committee, and it still came up on the agenda. And what was in our board booklet was not the agenda, not the resolution, and I haven't seen it. I got really angry at that, but we passed it. And then the other two, I mean, we've said, oh, well, I've sent it. And I mean, in one instance, Heather had sent it out, although I didn't have a computer, so I couldn't see it. The other one, the chair, said she had sent it out, and I hadn't seen it. I think we need to either find a committee that needs to go through these things. I mean, I can stand firm on the issue of the personnel items because we work really hard, and there should be at least five people that pass that out of committee. But these other things, they didn't even come out of the committee. I mean, so it has to be either very emotional or very like an emergency that people are driven to let it go to the very top of the agenda. So can we commit?
Let me ask again. It seems like the question, or what people are afraid of, is they know that we'll get bogged down in committee reports and then we'll get to new business. So is there a way of getting the committee reports done quicker? And then people won't feel the need to move things up on the agenda, perhaps.
Well, the committee report that we got bogged down in at our last meeting was finance, and I didn't mind being bogged down by that. I thought that was...
Well, you know, we had 30 minutes listed as a time limit for each budget, each station's budget, what I thought was longer than we needed. And I was watching it. We spent 45 minutes to an hour on each of them. I think one or two even went over an hour. So that's why we didn't have time for anything else, hardly, including other committee reports.
Well, Bill, this is me.
Is anybody...
Yeah.
Do you have Summer
on
the back?
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Actually, Summer was on first. Yeah. Go ahead, Summer, and then Mia.
Okay. I guess two or three things. For one, the whole concept of having two pros and two cons is completely contrary to Robert's Rules of Order, whether it's procedural or substantive. And a lot of the procedural stuff comes up because people are concerned about substantive issues. One of the reasons it takes longer on things, we have a choice of things. If we can stick to strict timelines and then people are screaming and yelling because they didn't get heard and we spend time extending time on the matters. Roberts clearly says that the purpose of discussion on any matter is to give the body the opportunity to deliberate and that everyone has the opportunity to be heard. People do seem to be more satisfied when they have the opportunity to express themselves, and the meetings are less contentious when everyone feels that they have the opportunity to be heard than when we stop and extend time over and over again. That means that each item usually takes longer because we have a board that's entirely too large, in all honesty. And in order for it to be a deliberative assembly, that means you have to give time for 22 people to deliberate and to offer their opinions. That's just the way it is. We need to cut the board in half, and then the meetings would go twice as fast, undoubtedly. But I'm not in favor of truncating the ability of members who are probably quieter and less aggressive to be heard because they don't jump into the fray at the front end so that we hear from the same few people who are, you know, more proactive about being heard, which is what will happen. So that's one thing. When it came to the budget, we made an agreement as a body to take up a specific issue at the end of all the budgets, and then a member decided to bring up that issue during the course of one budget. That took up substantial time, so we never got to that motion that we had all agreed to hear at the end of the budget. Those things happen and cannot be prevented if people choose to do that. As to things that are more time sensitive and less probably to the business of the foundation, like the Occupy Wall Street resolution, not necessary for the board to pass that. It's not necessary for Pacifica to say it stands for anything, but it is a time-sensitive issue in which other people are out there saying they stand for stuff. I'm happy to say I stand alone for those things. It really is neither here nor there to me whether the board passes it, but some of these things, if we put them under new business, there is no committee to say the Pacifica Foundation will take a stand on a time-sensitive happening issue that by the time we get it out of committee will be much further along, if not over, depending on what occurs historically. So sometimes these things get pushed to the front end of the agenda because they need to have a decision made one way or the other if the body wants to make a decision or a stand on those issues. Other things could go to committees and come back out of them because they're not so time-sensitive. So that's, again, kind of a choice of the body, but things put into new business. We haven't gotten through agenda items that have been lingering since my term last year, and that's really sad, and a lot of that has to do with people jockeying stuff around for no good reason instead of just cutting through it, voting on it, and getting on to the next agenda item. We can't prevent all of that. Some of this is just the nature of how this body functions. We can try to agree as an assembly to simply vote on stuff and not support people in moving things around that are not time sensitive. We moved the personnel committee motion forward last week because that was time sensitive. So some of these things make perfect sense when you're doing it, and it's like we should take this up first. Other things, if we do that, it essentially kills the purpose of even raising them in the first place. Like, you know, raising an Occupy Wall Street resolution in support of that and putting it under new business means that it would be next year before we ever take it up, because that's the reality we live under. But I think that we just need to take into account that we have an extremely large board, and if people are going to be heard on topics, it's going to take longer to get through each topic, but we are more likely to do so if we don't spend time moving the chairs around on the deck constantly. And unfortunately, there's been a lot of that this year about things that were not time sensitive, but merely because individual members wanted to have, you know, an item prioritized from one committee over another committee, sometimes taking something completely out of the committee report for that committee and saying, I want to take this one motion out of that committee and put it up in front of other things. So it's, again, it takes a sort of firm-minded resolution on the part of the majority of members to say, no, we won't do that unless there's a darn good reason, like we need to do something about this right now. And I guess that's my two cents on that. But I'm really not in favor of the pro and con thing, because that's how you end up with getting leaders of factions, because it's like, oh, we'll let so-and-so speak because he or she is the best proponent of this issue, whereas frequently your quieter members bring up other issues or things that occur to, you know, those individuals. And I personally am not in support of truncating their ability to be heard on matters. I just think we should, you know, we should be heard on matters that are of importance and not just moving things around to make the point of moving them around.
Okay, Nia?
Okay, and in terms of length of time, I know we're spending a lot of time on this issue here, But I'd like to just give a compliment, and then I need to ask again without a motion. When we were in D.C. For the in-person meeting, I must say, Summer, you weren't there for the 2 days. I think that was the fastest that we came to an agreement on the agenda. If folks recall, there was not a lot of wrangling about it. And, you know, things were moved around, and we did it very quickly. So on that note, I'd like to say, could I move that there's a standing rule that agenda approval takes only 20 minutes? I mean, I'll say it a little bit more elegantly than that in the motion, but could I do that? Because I think that that's going to be the only solution.
Well, I don't object to that. I mean, that's why I spent a lot of time actually putting that agenda together, was in the hopes that we would actually get it passed. I would be happy if we had some limitation on approval of agenda. Sometimes
okay.
It gets a little remote.
So,
how are we going to enforce that?
Okay, we'll back up. So you're asking if we can we put something on the agenda for this meeting next week about that?
No. That's too late for that. But for the meeting in November, if we pass it now, unless you want to include it in the coordinating committee report, because the coordinating did not report in D.C. So if we pass it now and it goes to the board, then it would take the majority vote to say that. It's a standing rule that agenda approval takes no more than 20 minutes. Like I said, I would rule it.
Sounds fine to me.
So Nia Budiaka moved that a standing rule
be passed
that agenda approval be limited to no more than 20 minutes.
That's correct. Effective November, whatever date that is of our meeting.
Teresa on the stack.
Yes. Could I just say something?
Teresa? Go ahead. Yeah.
For executive and open session, because there's this confusion about definition of a meeting. To me, a meeting is a meeting. But let me just be explicit to say for executive session and for open session.
So separate 20 minutes each?
Right.
Okay. Not total. Okay. Teresa?
Okay, I think that this won't work unless we make a suggestion as to how it can be limited. Like we really have to enforce the fact that that motion should come from committees.
Can I respond, Bill?
Okay, Nia.
Okay, it's all about meeting management. That whosoever is chairing, you have a timekeeper, and agenda setting is 20 minutes. And in order to help that, Teresa, you know, which is a good point that you're making, is that we get the people want agenda items out, they need to send them to the officers or whosoever creates the agenda. But whatever it is, we have 20 minutes. And committee reports will go at the top somewhere so that we can hear from these committees. But the agenda setting time should be 20 minutes. We do it here locally, and believe it or not, it works fairly well here at WBAI. Because this is what was happening, and we just had to just, you know, do something about it. And that's why that was instituted.
Okay. Let me just get, I like this. Okay, I think we do need to do something, but just play devil's advocate. So suppose person A moves something up for new business to top of the agenda, and then we use up the whole 20 minutes discussing that one item. I presume that would mean then that we'd have to go vote on that and then vote on the agenda approval, and we wouldn't be able to discuss any other items. Or do we also want to limit discussion on each individual amendment to the time limit on the amendment, Sue?
But first of all, you're not supposed to be discussing the item until the agenda is approved. It's just a matter, you're going to say what the item is, and the item should be self-explanatory, we hope. And if there shouldn't be any discussion, it's either you vote to move it up or you don't move it up. But you're not going to have a long discussion about the item. Then what will you do when you get to the item?
Well, we've had it before. And, people discuss whether it's appropriate to move up or not, or whether it's more critical to this item or this other item. And we've spent 45 minutes or an hour discussing.
Okay, let's put positive vibe.
This is Tracy for the staff.
Well, I just went to work. But, okay, well, Tracy, what do you think?
Oh, hi, thanks, Bill. I think that 90% of the time when we go through an agenda shuffling, that it's a waste of time, essentially, and it would be nice if we could get it over and done with in 15 or 20 minutes, as Nia is suggesting, although that's still a pretty substantial chunk of time out of a three-hour meeting. But I think that it's reasonable. Every once in a while, however, maybe 10% of the time, I think that we have a situation where our agenda isn't necessarily responsive to an emergency or a crisis or an action that might be demanded from us. And in those cases, I worry that we would not be able to address something important. It may be controversial and it may take more than 20 minutes to motivate and talk about and argue, but it may be also really important and the work that the board has to do that night. So I worry about that 10% of the time where I think it matters. And I know that it's difficult to make policy that covers agenda shuffling that happens for like a wide variety of reasons. I don't know if it's a one-size-fits-all is all that I'm saying. Every once in a while, and it's not the majority of the time, I have seen this board spend, 45 minutes wrangling about an agenda change because it was important. And I just worry about whatever change we make accommodating that level of emergency. So I'm just kind of throwing that out.
Maybe Lydia knows more about Roberts. If we have a standing rule, isn't it Roberts that the body can overturn a standing rule with a two-thirds vote? Or does it depend on how the standing rules are written?
No. You make a motion to rescind it. Unless you're doing it the same night or something.
I'm talking not rescinding it, but to deal with what Tracy talked about. If the body decides we do need more than 20 minutes or whatever the time limit is on one particular night, and if two-thirds say okay, even if we had a standing rule, would we be able to extend time just like we extend time later in the meetings?
I think so. I mean, off the top of my head, that sounds like correct parliamentary procedure.
And I haven't gotten
Would that cover the situation Tracy brought up?
Robert, so.
Okay. Looks like I wasn't recognized. I apologize.
In answer to the question, Bill, it might well, but as you know, two-thirds can be a tough standard to meet on this board, and there may be scenarios where things might be both important and controversial. So my answer to that would be sometimes. I can still see a scenario where this rule might trip us up from dealing with something that might be important to deal with, and maybe that's just the price we have to pay. But
now,
feel a little hypothetically concerned. It's feeling like it's the kind of thing that could bite back at some point in the future. But maybe that's just what we have to do. I mean, everything has upsides and downsides.
My feeling is we extend time too much already, and it already takes a two-thirds vote for that.
Right. I was going to say that.
Yeah. Lydia, did you find that yet? Okay.
Can I say something while they do
We could put it in the standing rule itself that, you could say unless the board decides by two-thirds vote to extend time or something like that.
I don't think you need to do that. I mean, that's the basic of Roberts' rules. Anything beyond what's approved, you need to have two-thirds. Why do we need to be redundant? And I must, and everybody knows that our board, there's wrangling that goes on. And I could tell you that it really, really works. Again, it goes back to meeting management. And, democracy is messy, to address Tracy's point. Democracy is already messy. To get 10%, that means that we're aspiring for perfection. It's not going to be perfect. But right now, we need to try something because we're not accomplishing anything. So if it means to be reversed, then fine. we reverse it. But it has to be managed really well that we address the agenda. I mean, and I'm at the point where now I would like to call the question on this because, you know, we're just over talking this now.
Did Tracy make an amendment?
I didn't, but I might, given the opportunity.
Well, what I understand is on the floor is Nia Mediaco move that a standing rule be passed that agenda approval be limited to no more than 20 minutes each for executive and open session. That's what we've got.
Right, and I think we, unless Lydia finds something in Roberts to the contrary, I think we're agreeing that that itself could be overturned with a two-thirds vote if the body feels it's needed.
Yeah, I'm not able to look right now, so I'm not looking.
Okay.
This is Tracy. I realize this might be an unpopular amendment, and if it gets voted down, that's okay. I mean, you know, no hard feelings. But I am concerned about that one out of 10 occasions or one out of 20 occasions when it might be important. I'd like to make an amendment that it can be voted down by a majority vote of the board.
Not two-thirds.
I think that's setting ourselves up for a potentially difficult situation down the line. I would like it to be a majority vote, and I don't know what the wording is. The wording would be that the standing rule can be disregarded given a majority vote of the board or something like that. It wouldn't be, you know, a rescission of the whole principle. It would simply be a one-time exception.
This is Teresa. Anybody on the staff?
Okay. Well, let me just clarify. Okay, so Tracy moves to amend to say,
unless a majority of the board votes to disregard the standing rule for the meeting in question.
Okay.
Tracy Rosenberg moved that the standing rule can be voted down by a majority vote of the PNB.
Yeah. And I understand that some people aren't going to like it, and that's okay. I'd like to throw it out there.
Staff, please.
Okay.
Well,
okay,
that's a special meeting, right? I think we need to get those three words in there. You're not talking about in general, but for that particular meeting, four words.
For the meeting in question. Or for the session in question, maybe is the right word.
Okay. Yes. Let's be explicit.
Do you want to say something else, Teresa?
Yeah, I'm a little bit confused. Let's say we say it needs to be 20 minutes, and then somebody says, I move that we need to mandate that we have Chinese programming in Chinese language for all the stations, and that be put on the agenda, first thing. And so then we have discussion, and at 19 minutes, somebody says, I move that we add 5 minutes. So you're saying that, if I understand correctly, Tracy, you're saying that by majority vote, we can add 5 minutes to that.
Well, I think it's kind of a question because theoretically of what the motion is doing is saying that agenda setting can only take 20 minutes, then what we're doing is extending time, and the extending time rules would apply as they do via Roberts. That said, I think that Summer was somewhat reluctant to assign a hard set deadline to any item. So we were using the language of a standing rule, and a standing rule is different than a forcible deadline. And you can't really limit the time on an agenda item unless you've approved an agenda. So in a way, there's kind of a chicken and the egg kind of thing. So I think that if we set up this standing rule, the idea would be if at the end of the 20 minutes, a majority of the board feels we can't go to a vote on this modification to the agenda, we're not ready, that we could vote to disregard the 20-minute limit and go for the amount of time that we feel that we need to get to a vote.
May I respond?
Okay, Teresa?
I'm just confused that we're going to end up spending a lot of time adding time on the agenda if we do that. I think that the ultimate problem lies in that we seem to be tending to put things on the agenda, high on the agenda, that haven't gone through a committee.
Agreed.
Like maybe this discussion needs to go to a governance committee. I don't know.
I'm not going to advocate for anything going to the governance committee. It's a bit troubled. But
summer. But maybe we could say something to the effect that